Literally, the doctor said to me at the clinic, she goes, that person's dick would have to be like covered in their own blood.
Yeah.
And then your throat would have to be covered in, it, like, be slashed open. And I looked at her and I go, and at that point, what are we doing?
Some of this is bad. Here to drag out whores. No.
Also, I want to bravely say that before the podcast came in, I bravely said I would marry you in a moment. In a moment's notice. Yeah,
if I was gay, I'd marry you.
100%. And you are a little gay, but...
I was raised by a single mom, that's why.
And that's what made you kind of gay.
Yeah, I grew up in the women's office.
For sure, and And were there dicks in the women's office?
No, it was all just women. Just women. I go, Tony, are you PMSing? Yeah, I like grew up.
Oh.
So that's why I think I have...
Wait, what's the women's office?
Well, just like, she worked at a law firm, but it was just like women doing bullshit jobs. So I just hang out with women.
Carrying papers and being mom's at work today. Yeah.
I'd get dropped off there and be like, they'd be talking about PMSing, all this. And I'd be like, Tony, he's the worst. I just like gossip with the ladies.
Oh,
that's
fun.
So funny because what I've heard several times is that PMSing is not real.
Oh, it's real.
No, they go like, you know, you would be, it's not that it's a real thing. It's just if you had fucking cramps, you'd be irritable too.
No, I think emotionally they get a little.
Oh, yeah. Woo-woo. I've been around that.
Yeah. The week before is really bad.
Or the moon or something going on because these bitches be crazy, okay? These women, I don't know what's going on, but they be saying crazy shit. Yeah. Not to me. They're usually pretty good to me, but I'll watch them flip out on their boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you'll go like, whoa, that's assault.
It is one of those things where it is, okay, so I think it is real, but you're not allowed to talk about it.
Well, if you bring it up, if you bring PMS up while they're PMSing, like, big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Yeah, they get upset.
Even just period talk. Like, someone was just casually telling me about their heavy flow, and I was like, just clog
keep
it up.
Yourself.
Clog it up, you know, just wipe, just make sure you wipe it up. Just bring a bucket and a mop for that blood-ass pussy.
Yeah, it's bad.
God.
I don't do that.
No.
You don't. That's probably the gayest thing about me. I will not have sex with period pussy.
Oh, the gayest thing about me. You're like addicted to trans women.
I wrote notes. It's the gayest shit I've done just to be prepared for the pod.
Did you really?
I've seen the clips. Yeah. I've seen the clips. I was like, I came prepared.
You're very specific because you're an ex-addict.
Ex-addict, yes.
Addicted to women and sex.
Well, no, I'm not addicted to
this. I'll say this. Every time I see you, I treat Aaron Patrick as if he's my sponsor. I haven't seen him in 8 months, and I've been not doing the work. Every single time I see Aaron Patrick, I'm like, I redownloaded the app. I can't stop sucking cock.
Like, you know what I'm curious about? So when you were growing the hair out, right?
Yeah.
And it was kind of in that, like, awkward phase?
Oh, that one night.
Were you on the apps hardcore going?
No.
Really?
Yeah. But I do have a wig, but I would never wear it.
But you had like the crazy hair, and I pictured you were like,
oh, for sure. But I think I just washed my hair that night, so it looked all crazy or whatever. That was like 2 weeks ago. So it's so funny I bring that up. But
what you were addicted to? What then?
Drugs.
Oh, okay.
Drugs and alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I went kind to jail for a few months. Xanax, Coke, okay. Adderall. I do Adderall then blow, but Adderall to kind of keep me at a nice base, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. And then stay up and.
What were you doing while you were up?
Masturbating a lot. I was masturbating and listening to Joe Rogan at like 16 years old. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like multiple tabs, Rogan, porn, Rogan, porn.
Oh, my God. Like what? Yeah. Just alpha brain about that?
Yeah, like DMT. Like, oh, my God, nothing's real. Yeah, I was like a new atheist. You know what I mean?
How old are you?
At that time, like 16.
How old are you now?
Oh, 29.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, so that was really deep on Rogan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. In rehab, I had to go on a commitment.
That's an original Rogan hat.
which was like a 12 or 11 years ago, I had to go on a no Rogan commitment. Because I'd be listening to Rogan and coming to rehab and being like, this is all fake. Like, you guys just need to like have discipline. And I'm on like
at
felony
rehab,
probation.
The new guy at rehab talking about discipline. Oh, great.
Yeah, it was bad. But I would just stay up and. You're an addict.
Yeah.
Me too, yeah.
You're sober.
Well, I think I'm currently
trying to quit.
I think the word is relapse.
You're currently in a relapse. That's fun.
But it's like a 6 month relapse where I was trying moderation and then I found out more and more and more that does not exist for me.
Yeah.
And I keep on being like, because my friends will be like, I don't have the problem of like hurting people while I'm using.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you don't. He can't see clearly.
No, but that's for sure. And I keep on, I was like, was that conversation weird to you? They're like, no. And I go, You're lying to me. I know. Because I definitely was like, really? Like, Craig Fergola wouldn't put me on. I go, I own the fucking club.
I go,
I don't care what you have going on. I own the club. You have to put me on. And he goes, I don't think so. I go, that's it. I'm getting Rebecca.
Good for Craig. Yeah. Well,
I never thought he had it in him.
I've known Craig. Craig has seen me in Coke Colton, yeah. So he knows that he has to have some sort of boundaries with me. And he used heroin Craig for a while, so I had to set boundaries with him. So, like, we're very comfortable with setting boundaries.
For sure.
But I need some boundaries for myself.
Yeah. Well, to not do blow.
You've been sober for a while.
No, I don't do blow.
Yeah, 10 years almost? Nine and a half years? I got sober at 19.
Do you have any tips?
Tips of staying sober? I don't know, go to jail and ruin your life. Have your mom not let you, like, shower in the house? That's, like, a pretty good, you know what I mean?
Oh, you were, like, a real scumbag.
Yeah, like, the last day I got high, I was, like, in a McDonald's parking lot. In, like, my grandma's Oldsmobile, like, on the Wi-Fi, because my service was cut off, being like, bitch, let me get in the house, like, like arguing with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, and just, like, having no options.
And when you were
but
in there.
But I like that you manipulated your grandma to get her car.
Yeah, she did give me the car.
Oh, you know, Nana can't say no.
But that was from 2 months sober. I was like, I'm a good boy.
Yeah.
And then I relapsed. I immediately got a car and was like, I'm going to go get fucked up.
Yeah.
And, so I was just backed into a corner. I was living with my buddy Muffin.
A bad time.
Wait, that's the guy named Muffin.
Bad.
Not a good guy.
Yeah, and we took a bunch of, like,
you still friends with Muffin?
I talked to him every now and then. He's got a baby.
Oh, good.
He's out of prison right now. He went to prison, actually, for terroristic threats to his baby mama before they had a baby. So he went to prison because they were arguing.
Yeah.
Got out. Now they have a lovely child and...
Terrorism's sure not so bad.
Not so bad.
I feel like you don't go, hey, my name's Muffin in jail. I feel like you go, like, hey, my name's, like,
Robert. He had a tattoo. He had a Muffin tattoo with, like, an Illuminati eye in it. He owned it.
Uh-huh.
But he would get tore up in there. I mean, he was, like, cute. Like, he was, like,
cute.
He had, like, Andy Milonakis energy. Like, he looked like a baby boy.
Did he
kind of chubby?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I called a Muffin.
Yeah.
Because he was just fat.
That's
a Muffin.
Okay. Oh, that's so funny.
Because that could have gone two ways where it is he looks like that, yeah. Or he's so hard that he, like,
Muffin.
Yeah. They call me Muffin Top because I only fucking top, bitch.
I mean, he was kind of like that, to be honest. He was very aggressive. He pulled a gun on his family. That's why I had to get sober. I was living with him. We ate a bunch of these, like, Altoid Xanaxes from, like, the dark web.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
How,
like,
did you get
they were, like,
the
kind of minty, but still tasted like Alprazolam. It was the best. But the dosage wasn't really
high.
Equal. No, I don't know. Some, because I took the same amount as him.
Oh, it's like when people give you, like, acid and, like, they just did drops and you're like, well, it more got on this Altoid than the other. And you're
for
like,
sure.
That's really
for
bad.
Sure what happened? Because we both took the same amount and Muffin's like, I'm going to go shower. I was like, okay, I'll see you in a minute. And then I hear his dad go, Aaron, get the fuck out of my house. And I'm like, what? I'm like running out of the house now.
Of course.
It turns out he pulled a gun on his family and was asking for $10,000. So I think he had a higher dose. I don't know. So I was like, what? We're having a good time.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize Xanax. I thought you'd just be like, chill. And like,
no, it depends if you like really abuse it. You don't. You go over the chill and you're in like sociopath. You don't know what's real. Mm-hmm. You think you're sober.
You think you're sober and seeing light.
Yeah, you're like I'm not fucked up.
I bet his problem was you think $10,000 is the problem, so I'm going to have to escalate.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like, give me my. And then his dad hit him in the head with a frying pan. And then the police came. He juked a police officer.
I love that.
And the police officer, like, it was like a movie, like, slammed into the cop car. He got assault on an officer.
Oh,
but then I had nowhere to live because.
How old were you?
18.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Did you graduate high school?
No.
Yeah.
No.
GED boy?
GED. Yeah.
So wait, your mom was a lawyer?
You know what's good, Dick? GED.
Paralegal.
Dick.
She just worked for lawyers. What? GED what?
I said, you know what's good, Dick? GED Dick.
It is
GED
good. GED no, Dick. I think so. Yeah. It is good. You're like, I don't need school.
100. And who is their GED? I'm like, dick me down. Honest to God, I'm like, that's how you know someone's fucking if they got their GED. That's a big dick. That's like when guys have their dicks are so big that you can't even have sex with them.
That's pretty sick.
I had a friend in college that was just like, just whoring himself out, but he would find people that didn't go to college that were like living on the street. He picked one kid up from rehab and like brought him in. He lived with us. And I just remember being like, dude, these guys, like, we can't, you can't bring them into the house. He's like, no, no, you don't understand. Like, they're fucking so hot.
That's scary.
Like, yeah. Bad Boys.
Have
you guys seen Home Math on YouTube?
No.
Yes. He breaks down, like, what's attractive and, like, what's not. And, like, you have to be a bad boy. Like, basically saying, like, women are just as horny. You just need to be a bad boy is more attractive than, like, a nice.
You know, it's funny. That's funny. I feel like you are a nice guy, but you.
Very nice guy.
But also used to be a bad boy? Or no?
I mean, I used to be a bad boy. Kid. Yeah, I used to, like, sell guns. I mean, I used to live, like, I was in jail for 3 months. Like,
Guns?
Yeah, I sold guns to these, like, Korean guys with, like, face tattoos. Yeah, I used to live like a.
What? Where'd you get the gun?
Chief Keef. Me and Muffin would find fiends and you and Muffin just
fucking boys.
Dude, when I bailed rehab, I was on felony probation, and if I got caught with a gun, it's like minimum 5 years, like automatic 5 years. And like I was just bailed on, I was like running away from probation, bailing from the rehab, and Muffin would have like a Glock with like an extended clip, and we'd just be like,
bitch, I hate being your soul.
And I was like, I'm the fucking man.
I'll fucking go to rehab.
And I was like, I would tell the rehab, like, I'd rather go to prison than be in this shit. Like,
that's so hot.
Dude, you're like, my name is Earl. You're like, did you hear about this thing, karma? I just changed my whole life.
Oh, my God. 1,000%, that's what happened. Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe, because my life was going really bad.
So was, you were doing a bunch of crimes for sure. Were you dating at all during that time?
No, I could not.
Were women talking to you?
Yeah, they would talk to me. I think, like, I had, but I just was, like, so fucked up.
Yeah.
There was no chance.
Were you one of those, like, 18-year-olds that looked young?
No, I've looked this old.
Really?
Forever. Yeah.
33.
Yeah. Literally, at 21, I tried to get into a bar in Atlanta, and this hood dude was like, damn, bruh, slow down. You're old as fuck. Yeah, I've always looked 30-something.
That's crazy.
So I looked old, but yeah, I had women, but I was like, I was like into conspiracies and seeing shadow people. I wasn't like a dateable guy, really.
Yeah. You know?
Some would argue still not.
Yeah. All my ex, everyone.
Do you talk to your mom still?
Yeah. Oh, we're besties.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my mom.
My mom's my best friend now. Yeah. So you can come shower. Oh.
Now we're cool.
Now that you're not being a fucking menace.
Menace, yeah. I submitted and was like.
Where does it live in your head of that era? I was clearly needing, like, for me, I was a reckless, crazy person until I realized I was gay. And then I was like, oh, I'm gay.
Oh, okay. And that helps
you. So is that your thing?
Yeah, maybe that'll help me. I don't know what it is. I still have it in me. I'm a sick.
Do you, could you see, I don't know, I guess that's
how. Can I see myself going back out?
Yeah.
Oh, I 100%.
Yeah.
I go to AA meetings every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah, because I just get off the rails.
Yeah.
I'm out of my mind.
Yeah.
I remember when I first met you, I was like, this guy is crazy. And I saw him on stage. Have you ever seen this? It's so funny. It's like literally, he doesn't come out as much as he should, but you don't.
Yeah.
But like, if people saw you, he would be like booked on every single person's show.
I do all right. It depends. Depends on my vibe, really.
Can I bring up the emo girls?
I go out every day now. I hang out.
Okay, now you hang out.
Yeah, I hang out. But for a while, I didn't. Yeah, I was hanging out at open mics.
He was like, I'm at AA meetings. He was like, the only thing I can do is AA. I was like, just come do stand-up. Everyone wants you to do stand-up. Stop going to the meetings. But it's like, I was like, he's great. And then I'd see Egan, and I'd be like, where is he? And he'd be like, hey, fuck in the meetings. You know, but... you're joking.
About my thick goth ex-girlfriend. With her fat back.
He's on stage being like, I like an emo girl with a fat back.
Well, she was just a jacked. She had like a big back. She had lats.
What do you, because you like bigger girls?
No, I have no type.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I was just with a girl yesterday. She was like, do you have a type? I was like, no. I like the thick one.
Yeah, but you said that you have a hard time dating prettier girls.
Having sex with them. Yeah, and dating them, I guess. I like uggos.
Yeah, you like ugly girls.
Ugly girls are the best.
Because you're the preference, or you're scared of pretty girls?
I'm scared of the pretty girls.
Yeah.
I still have like fat kid energy, you know what I mean? Where I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I had sex with a girl yesterday who's like pretty attractive, and the whole time I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is she doing this?
Yeah.
Like, very stressed out.
Yeah.
So
you were fat too?
Yeah. Not as... Not that. But I was probably like 240.
That's okay. Big though.
Yeah,
you,
I was big.
And you had a friend named Muffin. Did you have a nickname?
No. I wasn't fat then, though.
When were you fat?
When I got sober.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just started, like, eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
I was, like, pegging out. Like, my happiest was, like, listening to AM radio by myself in the McDonald's drive-thru and just, like, munching alone.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like you were fat for that long.
Like, 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 19 to, like, 22.
It really does some damage on you.
But also, I didn't get laid in high school, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I didn't get laid at all.
Really? Some, then?
Some. Maybe very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely, but I have.
Like, so when did you lose your virginity?
When I was, like, 16, 17.
Okay.
But that was with, like, a really nasty girl.
So it doesn't even count. She was so gross.
It was the grossest.
What happened?
Why was it so gross?
My buddy met her on Facebook. And her name was Jules.
With a
she
Z?
Had a Monroe. Yeah, but Jules with a Z.
I
hate the Monroe.
I know.
Disgusting.
A dermal?
Yeah, she had this.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I mean, I don't even know if she ever went to school. She might have been like a feral child. I don't know where she came from. Like, no one knows who Jules is. I'm still friends with her on Facebook, but we were like in my basement, and she did like some, like, she was like rubbing her elbow on my penis. And I just kissed a girl for the first time a week before.
Oh,
so I was like, I'm ready. And I was on Adderall and
Horned up, I'm sure.
Horned
up.
Do
you feel horny on Adderall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like very tiny, but once I get going.
Not me. I get Adderall dick.
It doesn't work?
Yeah.
Really? You just gotta pull fast, man. Oh, you can get it out there if you try.
It can work. Yeah. But like, I just get too focused on stuff, and if I get derailed at all. Like, while I'm having sex, I'll have to be like, no, don't think about that right now. Think about sex. No, don't look at his face.
I can see that happening now. If I, like, was doing it, I could see myself losing it. But, like, at 16.
I'm, like, locking the door. I'm closing the blinds. I'm high on Adderall. I'm, like, I'm edging for 7 hours. I'm, like, I'm going to get someone over here. My mouth is, like, completely dry. I'm, like, I want to suck some cock. Is the Adderall dry mouth just, like... Oh, I'm fucking horny. Okay. It's like I become so masculine. I become like a caged animal. But so you're on Adderall. She's rubbing your dick.
She's rubbing. And I'm like, you want to go upstairs? And she's like, yeah. And then I have no sheets on my bed. And it's like one of those like blue mattresses. I don't know if you've ever seen. Like, it's like a nasty. Yeah.
I'm seeing pee stains.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, there's marks everywhere. And then I like on my Xbox 360.
But do you have regular sheets or you just
I did have sheets just at the time. I think they popped off. I don't know what. I didn't do my. I don't know. My mom did my laundry.
Yeah.
I don't know why they were off. I was
single.
My
mom.
Life. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad.
Single mom did your laundry?
Oh yeah, she would do my. Well, that's crazy. She ended up getting a husband, so she did fine. But yeah, she would do my laundry. She babied me. But yeah, I put up the Carter 4 on my Xbox 360.
Yeah. Like
the blowing, and I just started like going to town,
fucking her,
and I couldn't come because the Adderall. So I just was fucking for
and she was nasty
hours. Yeah, nasty. And my mom walked in while she was on top of me, and I was like, oh. I mean, which is we all lived on the same floor. Like, it was crazy. Like, she was screaming, and my mom was like 10 feet away. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, and it wasn't just like a quick like.
You're so disrespectful.
Lil Wayne is blasting.
I'm a young money millionaire.
Yeah. My friends are smoking like mid-grade weed in her basement. Unfinished basement downstairs.
Your mom opens the door. Her son's fucking the ugliest girl she's ever seen. She's crying. She's like, Jesus, my son's a loser.
She's like, get downstairs now. And I'm like,
that's what she said?
Yeah. And so I go downstairs. And she's like, you have to take her home. And I was like, fuck. So I got in the car and then... And then I was like, I'm not taking her home. I didn't finish. It doesn't count if you don't finish, you know? So I brought her back, and then we had sex in my unfinished basement. I, like, laid down like a Mexican poncho. And there was like a lawnmower. It smelled like gasoline, kind of.
Oh, God.
And then I did finish. I, like, wiped her up with, like, a shop towel. Like, I had, like, oil stains on it. And I was like, here we go. And then we were laying there cuddling on the concrete. And my mom walked back down again.
And
I
was like, what the fuck, Aaron?
I ran. I just ran upstairs. I just was like little baby Adderall penis, too. Just was like, no. And my mom was like, oh, and she took her home.
Oh.
And had that long.
Yeah. Man. I had a conversation of like, you know, my son's not doing well.
I need you to never talk to him again.
Yeah. Jules, honey, like, go get a life for yourself and don't contact Aaron again, okay? He's got a, he's a, I, I grew up single mom.
Also, that had to be a long drive home because she didn't go to your school, so she had to like drive out of the district.
Very far. I don't know where she. Did she might have been homeless. I don't know where. I think she like went to a friend.
Drop under the bridge. You don't come back to see Aaron.
Yes, I have $1, but not two.
Yeah. So that was.
Did you ever ask your mom about that conversation?
Never.
Yeah.
We never. Even I told this on podcast, and I just never. My mom saw the clip and just was like, ha ha ha. My cousins were like, this is crazy. And I'm like, yep. My mom, we just don't acknowledge it.
Oh, yeah, we just wow.
But yeah, that's the only real. And I had sex with like one other girl, I think.
Yeah.
In high school.
I feel like in high school, especially, maybe a little bit in college, I was really obsessed with like having the perfect playlist on. I love that you just chose an entire album.
Just the Carter
My go to was Birthday Sex on repeat.
Oh, that's not. Oh, repeat? that's wild.
Hey, it wasn't playing that many times. Okay.
Yeah, if you can't come in Birthday Sex, that would get me in my head.
And so I was
birthday six.
Oh, I can't even remember the rest of the words, but I also did that one time because I was ready to come fast. It was an Indonesian prostitute, and I put the song on. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
I know. You're a jerk. I know.
Jerk.
That's kind of sick.
So it just kind of burnt into my fucking head because it took forever
to come.
Yeah, so much where she was like, "It's not happening," and I was like, "No, it's happening, all right."
You had a condom on?
Yeah,
that's why
she sucked me into it.
Oh,
did you have a condom on?
No. I'm not big on condoms.
Really. Yeah, Laser just asked me for a condom last night, and I just replied, ha 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 ha, I'm gay, dude. Why the fuck would I have a condom?
And you're not using condoms?
No.
You fucking ugly girl with no condom, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems like a mistake.
It does seem like a mistake. But financially, I'm down pretty bad, so I'm banking on that. And I mean, if you pull out, I think you're pretty good.
I actually don't know.
Every time I ask someone who like has a baby mama, I'm like, well, did you cream pie her? And they're like, yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's how it happens.
Yeah.
But fingers crossed. I don't know. I hope.
You're pulling out every time?
Every time. Huh. Well, my first one after my breakup, I did just leave it in for some reason. And I was like.
Well, you were trying to feel something.
Yeah. She was like, where do you want to come? And I was like, in you. And then I was like, oh, no.
There is nothing worse than being like. Any type of fluid exchange where you're like, in the moment, it seems so hot that afterwards I'm like, I don't even know you. I'm like, you're literally a fucking stranger.
And you've been gooning for like 6 hours before you do it.
The gooning part is so sick.
That's what I'm addicted to.
No,
not. I don't need to go to SA. I need to go to Goon Anonymous. No, I'm addicted to gooning.
I'm addicted to gooning.
It's just edging and just like hunting. It's no, like...
Literally, we could start a podcast called The Goon Hour. Honest to God, it's all I do. This is what gets me in so much trouble. It's like goon for hours, and it's the hunt. It's what I like. Yeah. Me and Aaron Patrick are in the woods, just
Catching something and then letting it go. Oh, catch and release, yeah. And I'm on to the next thing.
You catch and you go like, that's not exactly what I wanted. Out. You know what I mean? And then you like find little things about them. You're like, I don't like your pubis area. Out. You know what I mean? Like
your pubis.
Yeah.
I like to be hunted, so I'll go put myself in positions where I'm like.
He like stands in his window like.
Oh, are you on Grindr or no?
Yeah.
What does your bio say?
Incredible pictures.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your bio say? Let me see. I'll.
Not me and Aaron. We're faceless.
I knew my torso though.
Yeah.
From when I was like super lean last summer though, which is
so
kind of disrespectful.
Gay, but he hooks up with trans women. That's why he's on Grindr.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if you ever are gay, I'd marry you. Yeah. Just I think we'd laugh.
You know what's funny is
how you look at your own profile.
The being with the trans woman and trying to be more open with it has turned me into like really like woke where I go, she's a woman. I get so upset with my friends, but they're like, but it's a hit. And I'm like, shut up.
I think that's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I do think it's nice. Open up your profile and then
you're blocked on mine.
That's so rude.
Why do you block?
Because he will if he finds you. He will.
Yeah.
He'll favor you.
And he won't know. He won't know. I'm sneaky with it.
I know.
Torso, so, no tattoos showing. I do the perfect.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll find you. And I'll favor you.
You know my favorite.
And I'll text you up late.
Oh, that's what you think.
Yeah, because I find him online. And every comic
who's on here, he has.
Yeah.
That's like the Ian most Finance shameful. I think even if you are openly gay, it's still shameful to be on Grindr.
It's humiliating.
That's why no one wants their face on there. Not you.
Not
You're
me.
Fine with it?
To me, it's like a gay bar.
Well, you're smart because you're like, I'm Colton, here I am. Me and Aaron are like ships in the night. It's like, God forbid, it's not, we're not talking to each other. My biggest fear is that I'm like, actually, we both, one of us has seen the other and just still, and blocked. That's the big fear.
I actually, he might be
He probably has seen me. I probably sent him my face and I'm blocked.
Yeah, I put in my bio that only into trans women.
That doesn't
sorry.
Stop me from messaging.
Yeah, no, it doesn't stop anyone.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I go, I'm so sorry. For real, no disrespect.
That's so funny. Wait, are you? What are you looking for?
I was like having you pull out your phone because I don't know how to look at my own profile.
You go to the side.
It's right here. Yeah. What are you talking about? Oh my God, that's so scary. You don't want to do that. So number one, that's his thing.
Oh, that's good.
But that. Oh yeah, and then of course that.
Yeah,
of course.
Good. Oh, and then you have the album.
Oh,
I got an album.
You got an album. Okay.
Stand up comedian. Whoa, that's really crazy to put in here. And then it says, try to respond, but have crippling ADHD and get distracted. If I don't respond, you're beautiful and thanks for being here. The hot guy way, by the way. That's so funny. Whenever a guy, by the way, whenever
I have
a
never
hot
had
guy,
that read out loud, and it's a, that is disgusting. What just happened?
Whenever a hot guy has.
I cannot believe I wrote that.
If you're beautiful and thanks for being here, he is literally going to block you for being fat in 2 seconds. It is over. That is so funny. And if I didn't respond to you, you're beautiful. No, you're not. And he's not gonna let you fuck him, okay?
I really, when I wrote that, that's so sweet. I can't believe I wrote that.
Here's how you know you're really hot. Is the hottest guys, the hot gay guy culture is to tag your Instagram at your grind. Like you,
yeah,
he has his Instagram
is,
and his Twitter. I'm like, oh, not me.
That is that's the hot guy.
Oh,
hot
yeah.
Girl
I'm
thing.
Like, if they find me on Grindr on my Instagram, I'm like, whoa, I thought we said DL. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's like that on Field. I met with a woman.
I'm
then
on Field as well.
I gave her my number. So then I guess Egan told me, I was like, how the fuck did she find me on? Because I was Wade on Field, my middle name. You know, I still show a name, but I'm not like just one letter. One letter is like shady.
You go by Wade?
Wade, yeah. So they'll be calling me Wade.
I used to, I used to go by Cole.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a sick thing.
Yeah, it's a sick thing.
We're sick, Aaron.
Yeah, it's a very sick thing. But yeah, if I'm looking for trans, I'll just do a W. So that's how you'll find me.
When did you start doing the trans woman? And have you ever hooked up with a guy?
Oh, I have seen you because I thought you meant the W Hotel. And I was like, you just at the W Hotel? And I was confused because you weren't at the W Hotel because I was at the W Hotel.
Oh, you were. Oh, yeah. No, just W. That's Wade. But and Torso. You'll see a little happy trail.
That's
when did I get into it? I did it when I was like 22. That was a low point, though.
Yeah.
I'll say that was like, I went and my family was actually visiting. My family's going to see that. Like, some black dude's going to like chop this up and be like, what the fuck? Some black conservative. And
by
my
the way,
family's going to see this. But
What a very normal thing to do with your family is visiting you. It's like, of course I'm going to go act out and have sex with a trans woman. Yeah, I have the anxiety of my mom's here.
Yeah, I just moved to LA. I'd been there for like 3 months. I'm lost. I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And I was staying with them at the Airbnb. It was like 3 a.m. I was on OkCupid. And I found this like busty trans Filipino woman. I mean, like big boobs. Like, she looked crazy. And I was like, okay, this is sick. She's like, come over. I was like, okay. And then I did think I was going to get murdered because she was like, hello. And she like opens the door and she's like, come downstairs. And then there's like curtains blocking the, like, I'm like, where are, like,
so scary.
I'm in like a kind of finished basement now with a trans Filipino woman for the first time. And I'm like, oh my God.
And she's 6'5".
Oh, and your intention was to bust bottom for her?
No, have sex.
No,
I've never.
Top.
I've gotten pegged before. That's on my list
by
of gay
woman?
Shit I've done. Yeah, okay. By my thick goth girlfriend. Yeah. When I moved out here. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll get into it.
I just thought I was like, I'm gonna get murdered and also be so vulnerable.
Oh no. No, I didn't. No, I was just gonna get head, I think. And then, she was like, my friend's here. And I was like,
in the basement?
In the basement.
That you have to say before.
Before,
you
for sure.
Before
and I'm
I
like,
get in the basement.
And I'm sitting on the couch like, okay. And then out of the shadow, like I couldn't see them. Like they're in the shadows. And I'm like, and also they're like, she does comedy too. And I was like, the fuck? But it was like improv. It wasn't like a comedian. So and I was like, I won't see them around. But apparently she was trans, but It was just like an Asian dude with lipstick on, I'm pretty sure. It's not like he hadn't done anything to really support
it was
this
night
transition.
One.
What was the friend there for? Just to watch?
No, they ended up just blowing me. The trans woman just let me suck on her boobs, and I was like, I was very scared. I came fast, I think, because I was so scared. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I really thought they were like old. I mean, they were like in their like 40s, maybe. And I was like, are y'all, I was like trying to stall, like, are y'all going to do stuff? And they're like, we're not lesbians. And I was like, can we quit the shit? Like, this is crazy. I was so scared.
I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah, that was something I didn't, I didn't enjoy that time. But that, you know, I broke the seal. I mean, once.
And then, yeah.
Once you do
now,
that.
Now, were you watching the porn first? Because there's a lot of online content of Christian guys who are crying, being like, I got addicted to the porn, now I'm doing it.
Oh, to train.
And I'm just wondering what the pipeline there is.
Oh, I think it's. I actually recently befriended this trans woman. I've never done anything with her, the one who gave me the tea on all the comics, but I've seen her messages. There's a lot of guys. There's an epidemic going on of guys on that you would probably never guess that are like just sending them like, hey, like no profile picture, but just like,
oh yeah.
Hey. I mean, it's crazy. So I think a lot of guys are doing it.
I think that's probably how it works.
Hey,
for
I
me.
Have an apartment. there's a lot of guys coming over. Not I mean, it's a lot less. But
do
now,
you live alone?
I have a studio apartment called the Suck Shack. But yeah,
that's what's fucked me up is I don't have a roommate to hold me accountable.
I'm moving in with lesbians in 2 months. Okay. The madness is ending. The madness is ending.
I think I might need a roommate because I'm like, if no one's gonna judge me.
If no one's here, I'm inviting trade over to the apartment.
Yeah.
I'm inviting straight DL guys over to the apartment, and it's a problem.
Oh, so there's like just straight up bros who are like, don't fucking tell anyone about this.
Yeah, they're not so aggressive. Oh, okay. They're not like threatening me, but they're like, hey, don't tell anyone.
Don't tell
and I'm like,
joke.
Who would I literally tell? I have a podcast, but I yeah, that's what's going to kill me.
But that's a DL guy.
I'm sorry. And we all had to be at your funeral, and it's like a DL guy.
And everyone's like, well, what did you expect?
They would be in court playing the podcast, being like, and so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got into it then at 22. Didn't for a while. Stayed clean for a long time. And I lived alone from the first time, and last year I did it after my breakup.
Yeah.
I raw-dogged one and then got scared got on HIV medicine. It's really homophobic, I'm sure. But I was like, oh my God. Like,
well,
he's not on it. And I think that's crazy.
Well, I don't bottom.
Exactly. Well, I looked at the statistics and I really am sitting in a good place.
Yeah.
I was sitting in a good place.
I really only do, and I not to be like always about this, but like I mostly am doing jerk off and oral stuff, which is like, it's very hard to get HIV from jerking off and oral. Literally, the doctor said to me at the clinic, she goes, your dick, that person's dick would have to be like covered in their own blood.
Yeah.
And then your throat would have to be covered. be slashed open, and I looked at her and I go, and at that point, what are we doing? I mean, like, it's fine.
Yeah, at that point, HIV would be not the worst thing happening.
100%. Get tested, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But I got on the post, whatever the fuck.
Oh yeah,
because I was scared.
Well, yeah, and are you finding? You're just on Grindr finding these girls?
Yeah, I found her on Grindr.
Yeah,
I just broke through and was like, you know what?
Yeah,
who are we kidding?
Yeah, have you ever done anything with a regular guy?
No. Good well, no, in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, in middle school, I blew a dude for like a summer. And
for a whole summer?
Whoa. Aaron,
and he wasn't old enough to count it as like molestation. You know what I mean? He was just like 2 years older. Like if he had like 4 years on me, I probably could have been like.
He molested you, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, we were in the same grade.
Wait a minute. You were sucking his dick all summer? I love how you go, I didn't do anything gay. And then you sucked his dick all summer?
Like, yeah. That, yeah, like, yeah, that is a. That's a,
that's a big gap. Okay, I'll tell you how it happened.
Well, you do have a single mom.
Yeah, no. No, it was like he really did kind of groom me. Like in fourth grade, he was like in sixth grade when I was in fourth grade, and he would invite me over and like show me porn. And in fourth grade, I was like terrified. I thought I was gay because he showed me like lesbiantraining.com or something, and it was like girls with like machines, and they're like, ah! And I was like, I'm never doing that. I was like, I don't want anything because I was in fourth grade. I was like, this is not, this is bad news.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
happening to her? And then we kept watching porn together and we would like jerk off or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then
I think that's so normal.
Yeah. Very. That's normal.
I feel like that is very normal.
And no one talks about it. And I have shame about it afterwards.
Because my brother used to do that.
Whoa. Real? Just jerk off with his bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just, especially if you're watching porn with him.
As a closeted gay man, I was like, wait, You're telling me all the football players watch porn together?
Yeah, but are you talking about, are you talking about in high school?
Yeah.
I think we're talking about younger than middle school. Yeah, I mean, like I was like going to my neighbor's house watch and they'd be like turning on porn.
Yeah.
Where you're
I
like,
was eight when that happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I think that part is the part that can sometimes get a little shame spirally in here when you're like, oh, I was a kid. And then you're like,
and the way I first blew him, though, is probably I was trying to do a bit about it, but it's like just too weird and like kind of it's just weird. But we were literally playing Monopoly and like I went bankrupt and he was like, well, you could just blow me. And like it was like over. That was like his play, and I was like, nah, we can't. And he was like, it'll feel good. I'll do it to you. And then he blew me, and I was like, whoa. I was like in sixth grade, and I was like, that is awesome. And then I returned the favor.
Yeah.
And yeah, for like a summer. And his dad walked in, and I was like, well, I'm never going across the street anymore. He lived right across the street.
I'm never going across. And you ever saw him again?
Never saw him again. I was like, oh my god. And then
have you seen him since?
The craziest thing, so I got court ordered to rehab, which was like this weird cult thing for 2 years, whatever. He walks in to the rehab circle. Like, and I'm there for like a year. I've like almost got a year sober. I'm like getting my...
God is so crazy.
God works in mysterious ways.
God is so crazy. It's like, not the kid I used to blow.
Fucking rehab, yeah.
It's kind of nice. You like, can work through all your issues.
Yeah, I did. I pulled a counselor aside. I was like, oh my God. You're never going to believe this. I used to suck that guy. And then he was like, the same thing happened to me. He probably was lying. There's no way.
He's like, the same thing happened to me.
Yeah, he's like, I used to blow a kid and he came into the group too. And I was like, oh, it made me feel better.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant the guy that blew you. Was no, like, no, crazy story.
No. The counselor was like, same thing happened to me. He was like, I had done some weird stuff. Being sober, you hear people's like stories.
You
and
feel
like,
much more comfortable telling people.
Yeah. You just go, well, it happened.
You to me, I swear to God, I hope you don't. I feel like whenever I see you, I'm like immediately like you. Literally, you become my sponsor. I'm like, I am here. I'm not doing the work, and I'm not in program. And I don't know what it is. Ever since the moment I met you, I was like, and here's the full truth.
Yeah, I think
you are like the least judgmental person I've met in a very long time. Where yeah, like, or maybe you are, but you're like very accepting of everything.
No, I try to not judge.
Yeah,
I don't like people who like judge people stand up sets. I don't that stuff. I know you do that nasty stuff, but I don't like being mean about people stand up.
That's
like
so not part of the conversation.
I don't like but no judging. I don't judge. I try to not because I'm so scared of being judged.
For sure.
So I go, let's just be sweet.
Yeah.
But everyone has their shit.
I'm gonna be nicer.
No, you're not. You can't help it.
I do like that I'm on your good side, but I know you have a nasty side.
No, I'm nice.
Really?
I'm trying to think of who's on your shit bucket.
I don't have anyone on my shit bucket. I, rather than not stopping drinking, I have like really, I have no hate in my heart towards anybody.
Really?
Now, when I was drinking, my eyes were completely black and I was levitating on the floor. And I was like, I fucking hate everybody and you also look fat. And like that was crazy. Yeah. But no one here knows that.
Oh, but so now you're sweet.
Yeah, now I'm sweet though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have darkness.
But yeah, I try not to judge because everyone has their shortcomings.
Yeah.
We've all done some dark stuff.
Yeah. Well, you got pegged.
Yeah, I got pegged. That was fun, sort of. Not my thing, I don't think.
So maybe not fun.
It was just a lot. I think the toy we used was like
too big.
Yeah, I'll be all, like, we went into the sex shop and
probably that's kind of what you did it together.
Yeah, we did it together. It was like right before I moved to on my move to Austin.
And this is which girlfriend, the emo girl?
The emo girl, the thick girl. Yeah, I love her. I messed up, Caitlin. If she ever watches this, I love you and I'll take you back in a heartbeat. But
take you back. She's gonna take you back.
Yeah, she'll take me back. But I loved it. Yeah, she's the best.
Caitlin, call him.
Call me. I almost texted her when I went back to LA recently. I was like.
Oh,
but the last message was like, I love you more than anything. That's what she said to me. And I was like, okay, never mind. But yeah, she...
you're toxic.
We went to the sex shop and a lesbian helped us pick out the toy. And I don't think that was the right move. Because she's like, this is a good beginner.
No, she
and
wants
was
to
like,
hurt
fucking, men. Yeah, I was like thumping this stuff. I was like, beginner? Like, that thing is a monster. But it was a cool, like, double-sided one. Pink.
Can I ask you this? Is it bigger than your own?
No. But it was like...
Oh, that's good.
But it was like... Clothes. I mean, it was like a big old. This was not.
She's like, you want to know what it feels like?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, yeah.
I'll
like,
show you exactly what it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, she was like this. Yeah, literally, the lady like thumped it on the table and was like, "This is a good beginner one." And I was like, "I don't think so."
I think a plug is a beginner.
Plug, exactly. Which I was into that. That was nice.
Yeah,
having sex with a plug in. That's nice.
Yeah,
love that. It's chill. Also, I don't have the fear of like poo coming. You know what I mean? I'm just like scared. I'm gonna like.
Yeah, are you washing down there? Are you cleaning it out?
Well, see, the second time we did it. That was like May of last year.
Now, can I ask you, the first time you did it, what are you on your knees?
No. Feet up. Come feet on. Up. I'm okay. A gentleman. I'm not going like, yeah, I'm not that ready to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But feet up. And it worked kind of.
Feet up.
Feet up. I like feet up.
I think feet up is actually more vulnerable
to
me. I
do too. Look in their eyes.
Because there's that, but I also am like, this feels like I'm a baby, you know, wipe me.
I like it.
He's a baby boy.
Though. I'm a baby boy. I'm a good boy. Please take care of me.
This feels more like a I'm a fucking lion.
Oh, yeah. You feel like an alpha.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about feeling like that. I'm worried about like what's going on back there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I can't see what's going on back there, it's like shit coming out.
I don't know. Never been able to see what's going on back there.
Never. I don't even want to look at it like in the mirror. I'm like, oh my God, no. What's going on back there?
Did you look at your hole?
Recently I have been because really? Everyone on my OnlyFans is like, you need to show more hole. I paid $10 for this. I'm walking around, I'm like, am I a criminal? Like, am I frauding people?
You with the hole?
Well, I just did a video where you can
where you kind of had to see
for a little bit of time, and it's kind of far away. But I also just got a waxing subscription. And
you bleached,
and I'm bleaching.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm like,
so you're good.
I'm really like taking care of it back there.
I've got hair and God knows what. I just don't.
Because I've been married, so I don't give a fuck what he thinks. You know.
Okay. Oh, you're still married?
Still married, but now we're opening it up, and so I feel like I want a stranger to be like, you should see his hole.
I don't want
like my husband to be like, oh, my husband has the best hole. Shut up.
But you should though. I watched a TikTok on that. You should, you know, basically saying like lie to your loved ones, the ones you're closest to, because you'll put on a face for some stranger on Grindr.
Huh?
You should let your husband have a good hole. But you don't.
He likes it.
He likes it.
Yeah, he's okay.
Also, the hole thing is so crazy, right? That's just an intense way to.
Hey, where's your liver? Where's your liver?
It's like.
Is it right
over
here?
I think. Yeah.
Is it like? Is it high or is it low?
No, it's low.
Okay, good. We're good. Well, I'm having this.
I have Aaron Patrick here talking about hole, and you're bringing up your liver. I've been begging Aaron Patrick for hole.
I'm so sorry. I'm getting this crazy cramp, and I was like, oh my God, it's finally consequences are catching up.
No, you look great.
You're good. Okay. This is all mental.
Yeah.
You're fine. I shouldn't have brought your husband. We got vulnerable.
Rib.
I'm sorry.
Cracker ribs.
I just started feeling like you should care about your husband. You're like, you're we're fine. We'll go back to hole talk. So you have a nice hole. You know what I tried to do was the. He's dying. I tried to do the, what's it called? Enema or something?
You tried to do an enema.
Or where you like leak it out or whatever. You put the turkey baster up there.
Yeah.
And cleanse it out.
It did not work?
No, what I did though, I guess you're not supposed to like let air back into it, but like I couldn't figure out how to get the rest of the juice or the sauce up there. And I was like, I thought like Capri Sun, so I filled it up with air. And then shot that up there.
Oh.
And I was just like,
oh no.
On the ground, like, oh, it was like the most pain I've ever been in.
Life is humiliating, but
oh my God. I love that it never considered that you was like, oh, maybe I just need to.
Like bend up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized that afterwards, bend over, clean out my ass. Yeah, like, let me like blow some air into it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So then the second pegging didn't really
work out.
No.
It's probably hard. I don't know.
You never.
I never have it. Mm. I have vulnerability issues.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And I also body issues. I'm like, I don't need to be laying there getting fucking slammed with my fat ass body. Not going to happen.
Yeah. I like the pegging though. It was fun. I would do that again.
Really?
With the right woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woman.
It's a fun. Yeah. With the right woman.
Do you see yourself getting married and being in love? Or do you think you're going to be a sexual deviant your whole life?
No. No, I'm on the path. I'm on the good Lord path again. Yeah. No, I'm on the good. I've had my fun.
Yeah.
I've got it down to once a week.
I need to get
rid of it completely.
Get rid of what?
The goon. The goon hunt.
I know.
The hunt goon.
Do you have a goon day?
Fridays, usually. Yeah. If I don't have a show on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's goon time. Yeah. I'm like, let me just.
It's, it makes
rather
you,
than face the insecurity.
You don't do this, do you?
No, I get. No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean. No.
It makes you crazy.
Yeah, it's really bad. But it's like a drug. I think that's what it is. It's the closest thing to like getting high.
It is like a high.
Yeah.
Because you feel like fully crazy. And then when you come, wow, there's so much
shame.
It's
like uncut gems. So you're just like, like this parlay. Like I've got this going. Like
it is like uncut gems. Yeah. And then sometimes you'll be like especially on the apps, you'll start like, you know, on Grindr, sometimes you're talking to like no one.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're talking to like 8 people at once.
Yeah.
That's a high.
Yeah.
Where you're like in 19 different messages, like, oh, I could, there's a possibility. You're starting to do like, I got three. I got three I'm choosing from right now. And then all of a sudden it's like options time-wise just go away.
Yeah.
And you also get scared. So you're like, and actually, no, you can't come over.
Yeah, I've done that so many times. What's your address? Just kidding.
The minute like address comes, you're like, I'm not, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
I'll drive to the place and go, no.
Oh,
and
then I'll really? Turn
it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's I'll so drive and funny. I'll
just go, no, I can't do this. I do that with regular girls too, though, on field. Like when I was in
with
Phoenix.
With regular girls.
I know that might be disrespectful, but in Phoenix, I had like four women give me their address. And yeah. I was just like driving around in a
Wait,
circle.
Wait, the soap?
I mean, I'm fully out of my mind. Like, because I got a massage that day and I thought it was going to be like a happy ending massage, but it wasn't. My buddy got jerked off, so I don't know what the fuck my problem was, but they didn't ask.
You look like a cop.
Yeah, I think that might, yeah. But he has a mustache too. He looks just like, I just told myself I'm too handsome. Maybe they were like, he doesn't need this. Uh-huh. She like wrapped my dick up, whatever. But that got me riled up and I got on field and was like.
Mm-hmm. Field is crazy, but field is some of the ugliest people you'll ever see in your entire life. I mean, honest to God, they are.
Yeah, my field bio doesn't say you're beautiful.
No. The people on field, and the app is so bad, but then I go on field because that's where men go to identify as heteroflexible. And I love that term.
Heteroflexible? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is better than bisexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, heteroflexible is like,
cool. I'm just wondering what else is on your phone. I feel like you keep on like,
and by the way, thank you so much. So many people come on this podcast and they go like, did you want me to talk about something? You're like, yeah. What have you fucking done that's gay?
No, really, it was just gay shit about me. And it was just like, I got through the big ones first. I was going to ease you guys into it. Like, I'm scared of bugs. And I like the Wicked soundtrack. And then I was going to
I love Wicked.
I've been pegged.
I just saw Wicked.
Was it good?
The Ariana Grande one?
No, it's not out yet.
Okay.
Whoa. I saw the play at Moody
How
Center.
Was it?
I have big problems with Wicked.
Like what?
The first
I'm so
part,
alpha.
The yeah. Well, the okay. So it starts off. It's about a green witch, and the play starts with like the mom being like, "And I hate my husband, so I'm going to go cheat on him," and she fucks this random guy, and then cut to they have a baby, and it's the baby's coming out, and a horse person is delivering the baby. And then the comes out green, and they're like, oh, disgusting. And the horse person is like, what the fuck? Like, you're a horse person. You're a fucking horse person. Why are you disgusted by a green baby? What's the fucking wrong with you? And then she goes to school, and everyone's like, disgusting, you're green. And there's a rat person on stage be like, yeah. Can you believe this nasty bitch is here? And I'm like, what the fuck is even, this is not, what world are we living in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
That is.
I've never seen the play. I just like the songs.
Yeah.
Popular. I like that shit.
That's the only one that fucking
hits. It is gay, but I love it.
Oh, popular.
Wow. Yeah. But other than that.
You should see that number because the physical humor in that song is fucking unmatched.
Okay, I'll watch it. I'll watch it on YouTube. But yeah, that's the only other gay shit, really. The trans stuff, but that's pretty. Yeah.
Did you ever do musicals or plays?
No, never did.
Do you play sports?
Nope. I played like golf.
Really?
But I could never make the team. My mom wouldn't let me play football.
Why?
That probably did something. Because of head injuries.
Mom wouldn't let me play football. That did something.
Now that's why.
Another one of mom's banging trans. Well, mom, if I was allowed to play football, I wouldn't fuck trans women.
No, I did. I was arguing with her yesterday about it. Actually, I was like, why didn't you let me play football? And she's like, well, you wouldn't be a comedian, probably. I was like, that would have been good. That would have been maybe the best thing that ever happened.
Also, these football players are out here with their CTE telling jokes on stage too, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been fine. I would have lived a good life.
Yeah,
but I wrestled in middle school, and played golf. I rode the bench in soccer. I was like a bench warmer. I just wasn't good.
Yeah,
I'm not good with my hands.
Honestly, sometimes. My junior year, I rode the bench a lot for varsity, and I loved the bench.
Really?
I loved being like, everyone was like, on the game, I was like, no, I'm going to make it about me.
Yeah, and I was I'd like, telling you. I'd be standing up. Like,
one time, my coach goes like, all right, who am I going to put in? I go, choose me. And he just looks at me and goes, no. I go, whatever. I was in the middle of a story anyways.
Yeah, but I was in middle school. There's no stakes. There's no varsity.
Yeah.
Put me in the fucking soccer game.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't because I was that bad.
Whoa.
But, no plays or anything.
Where is your dad? Just never loved you?
No, he's around now.
I thought you were going to laugh. Take that out.
He was at...
I'm not joking, Jimmy. I'm not joking.
No, don't take that out. Leave that in.
No.
Yeah, no, never. He was around.
Wait, okay. He was around?
Yeah.
But you said single mother.
But he, every other weekend, Dad.
Yeah.
I would go see him every other weekend.
Was he a degenerate, too?
Yeah. Yeah, he's had some issues, I think. Like, he had a bad gambling problem when I was, like, little.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of like towards the end of their marriage.
Do you remember like going to like the horse races and he's like, we gotta fucking
No, I think he kind of had chilled out, but like my mom said, like when she got pregnant with me, he was like pawning the TV and being like, it's at the TV repair shop. Like he was just like fully like losing it, like getting stuck in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He'd spend 36 hours. Yeah, he's got, that's probably where I have the issues from.
Yeah.
It's his. My mom's a great woman. Good God-fearing woman. She don't drink.
Really?
No one drinks on my mom's side.
It always happens to those women. They always have the son that's just like, they love those boys. They love those. She's like, where's our TV? It's at the TV show. She has no fucking clue. It's like, that's really, those women always find addicts. Like, such a nice woman, and she's just dating the absolute scummiest guy you've ever met in your life.
I think it's because you can lie to them. And they're so nice that they're like, no one lies.
Yeah.
No one's that malicious that they would lie. That works.
That's what you're going to need to find. Like a good, sweet man who's like an Alan. On who like got
okay I'm gonna do the work.
You need to find a good sweet
I know, you think I'm a dry drunk?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. If you're gooning, that's the dry hours.
Yeah.
Everybody who's gooning.
If you're gooning, that's you're a dry drunk.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a bad thing. But
I will say I've never on the app seen more men looking for trans women ever in the 12 years I've been on the apps.
Yeah, until it is recently, ruining the grid.
Until the last 2 years. It is like, I swear, half the fucking apps.
It's ruining the grid.
That's what I've heard. Guys seem to be upset about it. Well, I'm sorry. That's why I say I'm sorry.
You
deserve something too.
I'm not going to pay for premium and they only show you 60, and if half of them are just trans people or people Jesus looking. Christ, or people looking, then it's like, well, then why did I download Grindr? I thought this was for man-on-man stuff.
Oh, I've problem. Seen some cis women on there.
Oh,
and I go, get the fuck out of here.
What?
What
are they doing?
They're looking for MMF.
Oh,
which is disgusting. Right.
Whenever I see, you don't like MMF?
No. That's disgusting.
No, I'm addicted to MMF. I'm addicted to telling people I'm bisexual and I'm looking for MMF.
That's disgusting.
And are you really?
Wait, why?
Into MMF?
No, I'm not into like masculinity.
Does that make sense? Yeah, for sure.
Like I just did like a bearded man. I'm sorry, but a bearded man is just
I get it.
Goodness gracious, I have enough hair on me. I need
a sexual attraction is so funny, but what was it? Wait, what were we just saying? MMF.
Oh, that makes you like,
also. I've seen cis women on there like looking for friends. Yeah, I'm like, honey. Like, get a life.
It's great.
Yeah. you can't be looking for friends on Grindr. These gay guys will fuck your boyfriend.
You pay for premium when you're gooning.
No, I would never pay for premium. I would never give them the money.
See, if I'm gooning, I go, it's once a week.
I also know
I'll treat myself.
You pay for Grindr?
Well, I do it like once every like 2 weeks. I'll binge. And then I go, enough.
Well, you pay for the month, don't you?
Pay for a month.
So no, you pay for a week.
How much is a week?
$23.99.
What?
Yeah, but then I get no ads. I can move fast. I mean, I pay for YouTube Premium. I'm a premium guy. You know what I mean?
I do the crazy thing on Grindr where you can like set the age between 3 years.
Yeah.
So I like start 26 to 29 and then I just like pop up all, because then you get more in the radius
of all of them. Okay, that's
yeah. And so 26 to 29 is my least favorite. Then 30 to 33, I have no luck between 30 and 33. Now 34 to 37. We're getting somewhere good. My favorite age is 38 to 41.
That's wild. I get so upset when I see that on the people 40 and older. I go, come on.
Oh, I know.
I sent a picture of the piece. I go, come on. Consider it. Let's break the rules a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I look kind of old. Yeah,
that's just so funny. Yeah, 30 and above. You're like, well, I'm 29.
Yeah.
So
let's chill.
But then they'll have that on their profile, and they'll hit me up, and I go, okay, or did you not read, or am I the exception?
Colton, you're the exception.
Yeah. Well, put it in.
we only have two segments.
Yeah.
Oh,
our first segment is...
Wait, is this a scar?
This? Yeah. I got in a bad car wreck.
Oh, okay.
I got like a plate in my arm.
Whoa.
It's how I moved to LA. I got a big bag for it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How much?
$109,000.
Whoa.
I blew through all of it.
Yeah.
Did you pay taxes on that?
No.
Oh, I need to get hurt.
Okay. Yeah. You don't pay any taxes on it.
You run out and just like get hit in the chest. You're like, I guess I need to go.
I know.
I blew it all. Every last dollar. I have $40 in my savings account right now. I blew it.
What?
But I moved to LA and I didn't work and I just did stand up and shit. So it worked out fine.
Yeah, I'm addicted to you. But so yeah. we have two segments. Our first segment is, do you have any questions for us?
Oh, yeah, I do have some questions. Okay. Okay, we're talking about the grit. You're on Grindr right now.
Right now.
Okay. Are you on the apps?
I can pull it out.
You are on the apps still.
Yeah, I relapse.
You're a bottom, you're a top.
Yeah.
I saw recently, though, you're over the bottoming, though.
I think so. I think it's because I'm now thinking about fucking strangers, and I'm like, I'd much rather just like
top them.
Yeah.
You don't want a stranger in.
Is it harder to get topped or bottomed?
Harder to get topped?
Because, you know, these trans women get really upset at the guy. I guess there's a lot of dudes wanting to get bottomed by trans women.
Oh, we
And that's like the prize. I guess that's like, they hate that.
So do we. And I
No, I don't like thinking about it. I definitely don't like thinking about it.
It's so bad when it's like, not to sound rude, and everybody's allowed to like whatever they like, but it's like, for the fantasy of what we're all trying to do here, it's like, obviously we all want the masculine guy to just be masculine, but when they want to get fucked and they want to suck, you're kind of like, we are the fucked and the sucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And so it's annoying. I'm sure these women want to get fucked by these masculine men, and then these guys are like, I want to get plowed out. And it's like, well,
yeah,
they get so upset by it.
I think that would have to be pretty difficult to be like, I don't know, obviously, but I feel like there's the narrative that I've heard is like they don't even want their own dick, and then there's a guy being like, use the thing that you're insecure about to fuck me, and I feel like that has to be like, no.
And it seems like a lot of the guys who are really attracted to trans women don't want them post op. So they're
I didn't know that either until she showed me like guys asking like pre or post op.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, they want the dick. Because if they wanted a pussy, they would just go get
have sex with a
woman. Yeah, they would have sex with a cis woman.
Huh.
It is kind of gross post op. Have you seen one?
I have not.
It's kind of, you're like, what's that?
My thing is, if I wanted that, I wouldn't do it because I'd wait 10 years because you're going to, the technologies, I would get that AI pussy. You know?
Oh, that put.
That pussy is going to be homegrown.
Neuralink in there.
Yeah, they're going to have that chicken that grows. They're going to use that chicken to make it soft. Like, that's what you want.
Life is so hard for everybody. It really is. I'm like, God, nothing's ever good enough.
No.
For men. For fucking men. You're never thin enough. Your pussy never looks real enough, okay? I fucking hate these places. You never look good enough, okay? I mean, all I'm striving to be is on Instagram one of those guys who have abs with... loose skin.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You like that?
No, but that's my only option. But our last segment.
Okay.
Yep. Is if you were a gay man,
would you rather have sex with me or Colton? And
I saw this segment.
Yeah. We do it every show. This is the whole show it's about. Colton only bottoms, I only top. We both.
I'd have to do Colton then.
Yeah. I'm
sorry.
No, we love
I'd rather
that.
Hang out with you, Dylan. I'm respectfully Colton.
Oh,
but.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But like,
I get it. No, Colton, you're gorgeous.
Colton's gorgeous.
I picked that part. Yeah. No, I understand what's happening.
I love hanging out with you.
I love hanging out with you.
I love hanging out with you too, Colton. I just don't know you well enough yet, but I'm sure I would love hanging out with you, Colton.
No, it's already kind of the answer's already done, and you actually gave more than anyone asked for. So.
I just get excited.
Here are my reasons why. I don't think I like to hang out.
I mean,
like,
you are my sponsor.
Yeah, I'm your sponsor. Exactly. I could never have sex with Dylan, but
it's a power imbalance.
Hey, I need a sponsor.
You know, I'll sponsor you too.
I'm going to get ripped. He's going to change his answer.
Those are the only two segments you guys have.
Yeah.
Damn, I really disclosed too much shit then. I thought you guys were going to.
Well, we've been doing it for over an hour.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, great job. Thank you for coming on. Do you want everyone to follow you? To all the trans women? Follow Aaron at what?
Aaron W. Patrick.
Aaron W. Patrick.
Yeah, follow me.
Dylan P. Carlino.
And Colton Dowling.
Jimmy Clifford.
And you know what? I guess what? We got to probably mention the Patreon where we actually do say kind of too much.
Yeah,
that
guys.
Is something...
We have been doing our Patreon episodes. We are revealing a lot more. And if you want
to. And it might
info,
be too much. And if you
much.
Guys can't keep a secret, please don't subscribe.
By the time this drops, the Patreon will be live every single Friday. And
well, we're going to have to plug it in every single episode anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, go to the Patreon. Sign up. There are tiers for everybody. But only if you're a true fan. Don't hate watch. But and we love you so much, bad boys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.